It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Election Day getting closer and closer. Jeffrey Skelly is with us live on WBEN this morning, senior elections analyst with 538. Jeffrey, from your vantage point, what is the state of the race this morning?
Hey there. Well, thank you for having me on. I would say that the race at this point looks very much like a toss-up. I think recent polling has been marginally better for Donald Trump than some of the previous polling. So in our forecast, he has a very slight edge, but it is essentially a 1-in-2 shot for both Harris and Trump. And I think that just reflects the fact that you have polling in the 7 key swing states that all show margins of basically a lot of them inside of 1 percentage point between the two major party candidates, or even inside of 2 points. And that's, you know, that's sort of within a cone of uncertainty when it comes to polling. Because look, at the end of the day, there's going to be some polling error. And the question is how much and in what direction does it go? In 2016, 2020, it ended up being sort of undershooting Republicans. So Trump did better than we expected. In 2012, Barack Obama actually did better than we expected. So it kind of undershot Democratic performance. So what's the story this time? Well, past is not necessarily prologue, but we expect at least some error, and if it's in Trump's direction in the end, he might win more comfortably than it looks like right now. And if it's in Harris's direction, she might win more comfortably. Or the polls could be very close to being right, and we could have a real, real, true, absolute nail biter.
I mean, that is wild. That I guess we've talked about it in previous elections, but I mean, it really seems that Pennsylvania holds the key to this entire election. And when we say that, it's even more crazy that the both candidates were in the Southwest last night, why don't you put it that way?
Well, Pennsylvania certainly looks to be the state that is most likely to decide the election, in the sense that we call it the tipping point state. So it's the state that gives the winner their 270th electoral vote. So you need 270 out of 538 to win, or an outright majority. And so if you sort of line up all the states in a row by the margin, most Democratic to most Republican or vice versa, it's the state that as you add up the electoral votes and who won what, that when you hit 270 for somebody, that's the tipping point state. And in about 1 in 4 of our simulations, so not constantly, but more than any other state, Pennsylvania is the one that does that for either Trump or Harris. And so, and if you look at sort of, you just, you know, do some back of the envelope math with the Electoral College, you know, for Harris, the states that she sort of leads in, and then you add in the three quote-unquote blue wall states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, she gets right to 270. And for Trump, if you sort of add in Georgia and North Carolina and Pennsylvania, and he manages to win Arizona, he gets basically right to 270. So Pennsylvania looks very important.
You know, Jeffrey, with such demand for results, what does election night look like, do you think?
Well, you know, obviously 2020 was a pretty remarkable experience in the history of this country in terms of bringing in election results in the midst of a pandemic and trying to count, and it taking, you know, a few days for us to be able to sort of project who actually had won the thing. I don't think it's going to be quite like that this time around, unless the result is extremely close in one or two very important states, and that you know would decide the entire election. Otherwise, you know, I have a feeling that we'll know, if not by Wednesday, we'll know by Thursday kind of situation. And, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that we could know Tuesday night. I just think it's not quite going to be like 2020, but there certainly will be states that are slower than others in terms of their counting. But a lot of states have changed their laws since 2020 or in the lead up to 2020 in a way that they're going to be better prepared for quickly counting mail ballots this time. They're going to be able to turn that stuff around quicker than what we saw in 2020.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Hey, thanks so much, Jeff. Jeffrey Skelly, Senior Elections Analyst with ABC News and 538.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.